Since the marriage was so unhappy, there was some talk of Catherine being sent back to Germany, or even worse, to a convent. But Catherine did two very wise things. She won over Empress Elizabeth personally, and more importantly, she worked very hard to make herself into a Russian. She mastered the language, immersed herself in the Orthodox Church, and read voraciously about Russia's history and customs. When Elizabeth died in 1761, the Tsarevich Peter came to the throne as Emperor Peter III. He ruled just 6 months, but that was long enough to make peace with Prussia and to dress the Russian army up in German uniforms. That was bad enough, but his plan to convert Russia from Orthodoxy to Lutheranism was more than any true Russian could stand. In July 1762, Peter III was arrested and forced to abdicate in favor of his wife, who took the title Empress Catherine II. Catherine certainly knew about the plot to remove her husband, but it's doubtful that she had anything to do with his death later that month. The official reason given for the unfortunate ex-emperor's demise was a fatal attack of hemorrhoids. A true intellectual, Catherine saw herself as an enlightened absolutist, wielding total power over her empire for the benefit of all her people.